This Sunday at the Tides Inn Conference Room, as per the usual, we kind of open the main doors in the conference room at 3. The people kind of get settled in, eat some snacks, and we start the game promptly at 4.
And let's see, same rules as has been in the last few years? Anything changed?
No, it's the same standard format. For those who have been curious about it or want to know more, it's a $125 buy-in, $100 of which goes to the player's pool and $25 goes to beat the odds. Anytime during the first hour before the dinner break, if somebody is at or below their starting amount, they can rebuy in for the same denomination. And at the end of that first hour, anybody, regardless of chip count, can, for 125, add on a whole pile more of chips to really get the game going.
Okay. And, of course, this tournament honors Annabelle Baker, who was a real gambler herself.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Joe, because as many people knew Annabelle for so many different of her things she did for the community and for her recreational time, like, she loved playing competitive poker, and she was really good at it. I know her husband Patrick had always talked about Annabelle wanting to be remembered in town, and she is for a lot of things. She's alive with all of us in a lot of ways, but the poker edition felt really good to bring that up. And we asked Patrick 6 years ago if we could do that. He was ecstatic that we would host that tournament, and I'm glad to do it every year. It's so much fun.
It's going strong. It raises a couple $1,000s every year, it seems like. And do you have a goal this year of what you're hoping to raise for Beat the Odds?
Well, of course, man. My goal is always more than last year. But generally speaking, we bring in between, I think our low once was $1,200 for Beat the Odds, and I think our high was about $1,750. So I guess I've got a goal. Let's go $2,000. That'd be a great goal for Beat the Odds this year.
Okay. And for other newbies, is there learning time on the front end this year?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody is unsure about playing No Limit Texas Hold'em or our tournament structure or how things work, show up closer to 3 and one of us will sit down and do a tutorial, kind of a once-over, make sure you feel comfortable. And even though the game's competitive, even during the game, we all are willing to help each other out if people have questions. Although we're competing highly, we also want to be friendly and have fun. That's the name of the game.
Is it pretty serious? Do people wear the hoods over their heads and the sunglasses and try to limit what their information they're giving other players?
Oh, I don't think it's World Series of Poker on ESPN style that way, but we usually get one or two sunglasses people just for comic relief, I think. But no, people, we obviously play to win. There's a serious air to it, but it's also, we're all friends and neighbors here in town, so we like to have fun and laugh as well.
All right. Anything else about this year you want to get the word out about?
I think for me and for new people who didn't know Annabelle, it's a great opportunity to meet people who are really close with her and hear stories about her competitive nature. And really, we just really like getting together once a year to celebrate Annabelle. And Pat's getting up there now, and as I joke with Patrick a lot, it's good seeing him really happy and looking young on this one day of the year. It's really fun.
And for people thinking about getting into the game who don't know it that well, it's a relatively simple game to learn, but a difficult one to master.
I think, poker in general is one of those tough games to master because it's, call it 85% skill, but there's still 15% luck. You can play perfectly and still lose sometimes. It's my 7-year-old and I joke around that it's not a fair game that way sometimes.